With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We welcome in one of the finest. You heard him all throughout the preseason. Find him on Twitter at Jay Crawford, CLE. Jay Crawford joins us on the show this morning. Jay, how you doing?
Hey, guys, it's a great day for a win.
Is tonight a must-win for the fan base?
No.
No?
No.
Tell me what.
We got to redo.
That's panic talk.
Jay, we got to redo our first hour and a half now.
No, listen, it's a love to have win, but see, when you define must-win, that means that your season's over if you lose. That's the definition of must. Have to have it. So it's way too early for that. We're a couple of kicks from being 2-0. It's not a bad football team. It's not a great football team. We're not going to the playoffs. So tonight isn't going to make or break. We'd love to have it. It's a winnable game. It's at home. But, you know, look, if you're the New York Jets and you're on your way to Cleveland, you're thinking this is a game you absolutely better win. It's Cleveland Browns. So, you know, it's way too early to say that this is a must win. There are winnable games coming up on the schedule. So it's not like, you know, you're looking at a gauntlet from here. There are games that they can win. I stand by my number. I think they're going to win between 4 and 6 games. I haven't really seen anything that surprises me either way. I felt the defense was going to be an opportunistic defense. I thought the offense was going to really struggle because of the offensive line. And I haven't really seen anything to change my mind yet.
Jay Crawford joining us on the hotline right now. You were as close to this team as anybody as you were doing the games in the preseason. And you've been monitoring them so closely. And, Jay, you've been a fan for so many years. What is it about this team that makes you think they are getting closer? They are, and beyond just having Myles Garrett be as dominant as he is, just overall the feeling, because I've heard you talk glowingly about the direction this team is heading in, regardless of how they do tonight.
It's the direction that we're headed. When I watched last year, we didn't have playmakers. We didn't have playmakers on offense. We didn't have playmakers on defense. And I was just looking for a silver lining, one. I got a whole bunch of them now. And I feel like even with the drama, by the way, guys, whoever thought that the New England Patriots would be picking up the Browns scraps this year? You know, I didn't see that one coming. You know, I spent the postseason with the Patriots last year working for their TV network. All the way to the Super Bowl. And I'm fascinated by the way that team does everything. And that means ordering supplies for their facility. I don't mean this just in football terms. I mean, if you're going to start and run a business and you can follow any business, any operation that I'm aware of, that's the one I want to watch. Because it's not how they pick players and how they build a football team. It's how they do everything. It's literally how they do everything. And nothing is left to chance. Everything is a move that is thought out and discussed at length at various levels. There is a pecking order within the organization. It's a well-oiled machine. Now, obviously, Corey Coleman was a Band-Aid, and no one really thought that was going to work. But look, the Josh Gordon thing, I've joked forever. With the Browns' luck, they will, when they finally get to the end of their rope with him, they'll cut him and he'll go on to Pittsburgh or another team and win a Super Bowl. Because that's the way things seem to go for the Browns organization. And a lot of times I look at the things that have blown up in their face And I couldn't see that one coming, you know? And then there are other times where, like with the Michael Kendricks thing, you're like, well, you know what? The red flags were there. You know, it's not like it came completely out of the blue. The Browns said that they were aware that there was a situation, so that didn't work out. With the Gordon thing, they stand by him. I thought that was the right way to go. And then they get to a breaking point, and now they're looking at a fifth-round draft pick. So it's just one of those things that you never know how these things are going to work out when you go down the road. But as you look at the roster now and you're looking for these silver linings, these bright spots, I see them everywhere. Look, I think I talked with you guys the week before the season opener, and my optimism was tamped down a little bit from where it was early in camp for various reasons, but I think the biggest one was the offensive line. So offensive line is really struggling. You know, there are times where they look like they can be an NFL offensive line. There are other times where I feel like it's hard to judge the quarterback if he's dealing with an offensive line that can't give him adequate protection. And that's why, you know, I know that you guys have spent a lot of time the last couple of weeks talking about when is this going to be Baker Mayfield's team. Guys, I love Baker Mayfield. He is absolutely the future of this team. But if he had to play behind this offensive line, I don't think we would have been in a position to win both of those games. And it's not a knock on Baker Mayfield. He hasn't seen real bullets yet. And, you know, I was having dinner with Bernie and Tim Couch the night before the Lions game. And we were talking about Baker, and both of them almost simultaneously said, I kind of feel sorry for the kid. And I said, wait, why? And they both were like, he has no idea yet the difference between preseason football and regular season football. He said the jump is enormous. It's more than it is from the college game to preseason, because you're not seeing anything specific. You're not seeing, nobody's game planning for you. They both just said when the real bullets start to fly, there will be a wide-eyed moment for Baker where he says, wow, okay, that was fast. That everything just sped up. So, and I think Baker's smart enough. He's heard that from enough people, so he knows to expect that. But if we were an opportunistic offense already, and we looked like we might be a chance to fight for a playoff spot, you know, and Tyrod was underperforming, then maybe you take a look. But well, I don't think we're to that point yet. We're at week three. Tyrod's not the reason we lost, in my view, either game. You know, has he been perfect? No. I credit a lot of that to the offensive line. We know what he is. He's a guy that can move a football team enough to be in games where your defense gives up 20 points. He's not gonna put up 45. He's not, you know. By the way, I loved your guys' conspiracy theory about his touchdown pass wasn't actually to Cal.
Jay, damn it.
Ken, I'm totally with you.
Thank you.
Jay, it got all the way to Ricky Stanzi, former major Division I football player. Even he was debating it the next day on the golf course.
Listen, I understand that. I understand the actual premise of what you guys are saying. But the notion that ball would have been, because here's the way I look at it. And I looked at the play afterwards because I never for a second thought that when I was watching it live. But I was heading to play golf, I think, that morning. And I made it a point when I came home to look at the play again. Because I thought, man, that must be crazy. And I looked at it, and the way I watched it was, okay, let's just say for a second that it was for Callaway. That would have been the worst, let's say that the ball was for Jarvis.
Yeah.
That would have been the worst thrown pass in the history of thrown passes.
Thank you.
If he wasn't throwing it away and he was just actually his target was Jarvis Landry. Now, I know that a lot of it was funny how you built the case, how then you played the soundbite with Jarvis and he was like, I thought the ball was coming to me. Of course he did. He has no way of knowing
when
the ball comes out of the hand of the quarterback who the intended receiver is.
I try to tell these rules.
When they're both to the same part of the field.
Yes. I tried to tell him, Jay. I tried to tell him.
I know, Ken. I was laughing. I enjoyed it. And here's what I chalked it up to. I'm not going to judge anybody. Here's what I chalked it up to. Hey, these dudes know how to do good radio. You know, you find a flashpoint. You build on it. You're committed to it. You say that that's absolutely the way it is. But I'm pretty sure that everybody knows in their heart of hearts that he was trying to throw the ball to Callaway. Now, remember, he's thrown enough ball. He's thrown hundreds of balls to Callaway in practice. He knows what this kid can do. He knows he's got that sixth gear that very few guys have. That play has me more optimistic about our offense than anything I've seen on offense all year.
I'll take it.
And I'm not saying he's going to consistently get behind defenses, because you do that once and you leave defenses surprised. But look, the defense was on that specific play, even though they felt like it was going to be a run or a short pass, they're still not letting anybody get behind them. And he got behind them. And that has me very excited for what kind of playmaker he can be. And although I don't know that it necessarily had everything in the world to do with the Josh Gordon decision, it's a lot easier to cut Josh Gordon when and you guys spent time at camp. We haven't seen a ton of Callaway in actual game situations. But for those that spent the time at camp that you guys did – and watched the number of plays that you guys did.
He's a mess.
You know.
Yes.
You know what he's capable of. And so do the Browns.
But,
so I think it makes it a little bit easier to make that decision, knowing that you've got a guy that can be equally dynamic in time.
But, Jay, I wish we could continue. We got to let you go because we got to get to the update, and we got Bart joining us in 20 minutes. You know it, and I know it, and I don't want to wish ill on a guy. I hope his personal life's okay. I don't hope he does well with the Patriots, because I want to be the winner in that. I got to admit, but
I'm with you.
You knew he wasn't gonna. You knew he wasn't gonna do it here. You just knew he wasn't, because he didn't want to.
Yeah.
Jay,
you're right.
I hopefully you'll be willing to come back with us here coming up here shortly throughout the season. All the best, buddy. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, we're getting a win tonight, by the way, guys.
Let's go.
Thank God.
Let's
Thank
go.
You, Jay.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it, man.
Jay, take care, buddy.
See you guys. Thanks.
Thank you. Jay Crawford joining us. North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He doesn't say it's a must win. Are we overthinking it?
Maybe we are.
We'll get to that next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.